Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Got your pencils and notebooks ready? Hope so, because today we start in school where districts across the Commonwealth are struggling to find people to staff classrooms thanks to COVID-related absences. It has gotten so bad in some districts that superintendents and principals are stepping up to fill the void. In a moment, we're actually going to hear from one such superintendent, and we will take your calls. Are you seeing staff shortages in your school district as a parent, teacher, administrator? What does learning look like right now in your school district? The number 800-423-8255, that's 1-800-423-TALK, or tweet us at Radio Boston. First, to join us with a bird's eye view of staffing shortages statewide, WBUR education reporter Carrie Young. Welcome back, Carrie.
Hi, Tiziana. Happy to be here.
So, Carrie, I'm going to ask you the big question. How bad is it right now in Massachusetts?
Ooh, I mean, it was pretty bad, especially those first few weeks of the month when the surge really hit ahead. You know, some student absence rates were 40 to 50%, depending on the school. And then as we're talking about staff outages and staff shortages, I know in the first 2 weeks of January, the state recorded about 7,000 teachers and school staff who were positive for COVID and had to be out sick. Now, obviously, the teacher outage rate did vary from district to district, but in a lot of places, they are taking some, you know, pretty extreme measures, as you mentioned. You know, principals were in classrooms. The idea was like, let's just put a responsible adult in each classroom. That was the goal until they could get through things.
So in many of the other stories, Carrie, we've done on staffing shortages, what we hear is COVID is exacerbating a pre-existing staffing shortage. True here as well or not?
So yes and no. When it comes to teacher shortages in general in Massachusetts, we fare much better than the rest of the country. When it comes to substitute teacher shortages, that's a very different story. Pre-COVID, it was a thing. Districts were having a really hard time finding substitute teachers on a regular basis when someone had to be out. The problem tended to be worse in urban districts compared to suburban or even rural districts. One thing that I have heard working for a lot of schools they've been using now is, it's essentially like improving working conditions, improving, the benefits that are guaranteed. So what some schools are doing is they're hiring on these like kind of permanent subs, or they're these people who are there full-time benefits, but they have kind of a flex job. So if people are out, they act as a sub. If everyone's in, then they, you know, use those people to do whatever else needs to be done, help out with a school function, what have you. There are some things that people are experimenting with, but it was a worsening problem. And just like we've seen so many times before, COVID just made it that much worse.
So I understand you've really dived in with a couple of districts in how they're handling the shortage.
I did. Yeah, I got really lucky. I talked to Larry Wolpe in Framingham, the principal at the Potter Road Elementary School, and he agreed to do some audio diaries for me, you know, as he made his way through the surge. And it was the kind of thing where he would wake up and do it in the morning. And that's usually right when he would get the message that, someone was out. So here is one of his audio diaries, and you could just hear the exhaustion in his voice.
6:12 on Thursday morning, January 13th, and sure enough, that first text came in from my assistant principal saying, "Hey, somebody's not coming in, so we're officially shorthanded." The struggle is real and it continues.
Yeah, the districts I checked with, including in Framingham, they've taken multiple ways to cover the shortages. In Boston, we've heard of, even the superintendent covering a fifth grade classroom, assistant principals covering classrooms. In Framingham, Principal Larry Wolpe did say that, there were a couple of times he's had to pull from classrooms that usually should have multiple adults, which really isn't ideal.
We've had situations where our English as a second language teachers have been pulled out to cover for classroom teachers. We've had special education teachers who were pulled out to cover for classroom teachers. It's a conundrum. You're sort of constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, and again, you know, he makes a really good point of robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's not ideal to pull these adults out of the classrooms that they were in. They were designed to have multiple adults in them because they're higher needs students. So when he needs to pull someone out, you know, that means student learning can really take a hit.
So it's been bad. Fortunately, we are hearing from public health officials the current surge is waning. There may be some relief. Are there long-term solutions to this situation?
When it comes to these massive outages, I haven't heard any great, you know, really like substantive plans that have come out. I did hear, for example, that several teachers' colleges are stepping up to say, listen, like Harvard Graduate School, I got an email recently. The Harvard Grad School for Education is encouraging their students to apply for substitute teaching roles if they happen to have some free time in their schedule. So that's one thing that's happening. Otherwise, you know, in more quote-unquote normal times, I know more districts are trying to take up that model of having those full-time flex employees. But when so many people are out, when there is a surge like this in COVID, I haven't heard any great long-term solutions to this.
Well, I know you'll keep watching it, and we'll keep watching what you tell us. WBUR education reporter Carrie Young. Carrie, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So, south of Boston, in Brockton, school officials are also dealing with staffing shortages. They are in such dire need of competent substitutes that they've raised their hourly rates to attract more. What about you? Is your school district also facing staffing shortages because of COVID? Are you a parent of a kid who's been sent home because there's no one to watch them in the classroom? Maybe you're a teacher. What are you seeing in your classrooms and school hallways? 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also tweet us at Radio Boston. Joining us now is Michael Thomas, and he is the superintendent of Brockton Public Schools. Superintendent Thomas, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Nice to be here.
I understand, Superintendent, that you are living this problem in the Brockton schools. In fact, filled in a classroom yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't teach a full class, but I've been in schools helping with hall duty. I had to cover a directed academic for a little while, and then just was throughout the building, mostly at Brockton High School, wherever the principal needed us. And me, not only me, but several district level administrators did that as well.
How did it feel to stand in the classroom that day in that capacity?
Well, I'm in schools a lot, so it's not like it's not something that's foreign to me. So, but it's, you know, it's not a good feeling when, you know, you don't have, you know, when several staff members are out and students need to be in studies, they're not, they're obviously not getting direct services from their teacher. So, you know, it's very difficult. So in that aspect, it wasn't a good feeling, but in the aspect of actually being with kids and the energy that they bring, it was always a good thing.
I know you are always trying to do right by kids in your district, of course. With this kind of shortage between Omicron and the substitute teacher shortage, can you right now do right by the students the way you want to?
No. No, it's very difficult. And I was listening to the report before I came on, is that it is difficult when you're pulling teacher aides and paraprofessionals who usually work with English language learners or students with disabilities, and you have to pull them to cover other classrooms. You're not delivering the services that, you know, our students need. And also for when you talk about students and there's not enough staff and they all have to, you know, they miss class, they miss English or math or one of their other subjects because they have to sit in a cafeteria and not have direct instruction. You know, obviously that is not, that's not, you know, a good way to deliver educational services.
How does that make you feel?
It's frustrating. But on the other hand, I really appreciate the community of Brockton and the staff here for always pitching in and doing whatever we can to keep schools open. So I think it's really important for us to continue to keep schools open. We were a district that went all the way last year up until March, fully remote. And the hybrid wasn't much better. So even though this year has been very, very difficult, I think even more difficult than last year, it's still very important to have in-person learning and have the kids in school.
So you're not itching for the state to loosen its requirements and allow some kind of return to remote learning?
No. I would say that if you had to do that for maybe 1 or 2 days when you really, like I had to close Brockton High School the 2 days after the holiday break. Because we just didn't have enough staff, even with, you know, trying to get extra staff from across the district at Central to go cover at Brockton High School. It's a school of 4,000 students. It's got 350,000 square feet of floor space. So if you're not accurately staffed, then you can't safely have school and deliver education. So we had to close for the Monday and Tuesday after the holiday break. It would have been nice to be able to switch those 2 days to remote learning. We've been able to check in with the students after the holiday break, and teachers would have been able to deliver their instruction in a safe way. And even if they were quarantined, they could have we could have worked something out where they could have, you know, been teaching remotely. So I wouldn't have minded it for 1 or 2 days or even 5 days, but I wouldn't want it beyond that.
But a little flexibility from the state would actually have helped you solve your problem.
Yes, for that first 2 weeks after the holiday break, it would have been very helpful.
I'd like to pick up a phone call here. We've got Max calling in Boston. Max, go ahead.
Hi, I'll try to be brief. So I teach in a suburban high school of about 1,700 students, and I think we've solved this problem 3 years ago.
How?
We did away with subs altogether. Now, this wouldn't work in all high schools. And so what we do is in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, we have open campus for students. So they don't have study hall where they have to call the roll and be there. For 9th graders, when a teacher's out during a study hall, they go to the cafeteria where they're monitored by teachers who have that duty.
Thanks for that call, Max. Let me turn back to Superintendent Michael Thomas. Flexibility in design like that, have you already started those kinds of changes? You know, your thought on that particular design? I mean, what can you do?
Oh, yeah, we've been doing that for years, what he just mentioned. I mean, we have open campus for students, juniors and seniors. And some students that don't, if it's a junior or senior that don't, if they don't have a first period or last period class, we have the open campus model where they can come in late and go home early. We do have that model where if there's teachers out, and we call it teachers absent without a sub, they either go to a study hall or they go to the cafeteria, and they can work on their classwork on their laptops, and they're supervised by a teacher. It's called directed academics. I worked at the high school for 10 years. I left there in 2010 at Brockton High, but we've been doing that at the Brockton High School probably since, you know, early 2000s. So that's something we've always had. But again, I'm dealing with 4,000 students and 350 staff members. So, you know, those models are great and we use all of them, but coming back from the vacation at Brockton High alone, we had 80 people out between teachers and support staff the first 2 days back. And, you know, you can, even with directed academics and people watching students in the cafeterias, there's still not enough adults in the building to safely have school.
So we spoke with a substitute teacher in Tewksbury Public Schools named Rosalind Impink. She fills in when she's home on break from college. She talked to us about how technology, even when you're not working remotely, technology can help in this situation. Here she is.
I think that technology has been such a game changer, especially for these kids who have such advanced technology literacy, far more than I ever had at that age. And so even if their teacher is out, they're still able to post lessons and post assignments for their students to find on Google Classroom and submit to them. So the continuity of learning and the continuity of school is still there.
What's the next game changer? What else would really change the game for you?
Oh, is that for me or is that
for
still
you?
There?
Sorry, Superintendent Thomas. What would really change the game for you?
No, I think, again, the technology we have is great. you know, before the pandemic, we were not a one-to-one school district. Now all of our students have laptops, and us, we also give out Wi-Fi devices if they need Wi-Fi at home. The technology has been great. I mean, it's helped us with after-school tutoring virtually. It's been so helpful. And again, we have teachers that do post those assignments, but I'm going to say it again, and this is where I agree with the state, that there's no substitute for in-person learning. I mean, you can post assignments after assignments, and that might be good for 1 or 2 days. But beyond that, there's just no substitute as the interaction a teacher has with a student on a day-to-day basis. And that's everything. That's them supporting them social, emotionally. It's giving them extra help when they need it. It's, you know, recognizing maybe issues they have that we could help them with, or lead them to places where they can get extra support. So again, having those online options and those kind of things is great, but there's still no substitute for in-person learning.
And that is Michael Thomas, superintendent of Brockton Public Schools. Superintendent Thomas, thank you.
Thank you.